miss out on listening to your favourite segment of Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah, well, don't worry, you can catch up now.
Sunshine, this is Table Talk with Mike on this Friday morning. Nice to be with you today. Now, the world is still mourning the loss of Matthew Perry, who was most well known for his role as Chandler Bing in the US sitcom Friends. He sadly passed away at the age of just 54. There has been an outpouring of grief for the beloved Friends star on social media. And here to talk us through how social media helps us grieve celebrities is Nicole Jamieson, director of the Dark Horse Agency. Good morning, Nicole. Nice to talk to you today.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, look, it's. I think everyone was pretty shocked at the death of Matthew Perry. It's interesting to understand, why do we turn to social media to deal with the death of celebrities, do you think?
Well, I think it's so we can share our grief collectively as a community, especially a lot of people grew up with Friends and Chandler Bing in their lounge rooms. It was one of those first really popular sitcoms for us as ex-generational teens, I think we were back then, early 20s. So it was something that we really connected with as a community through digital media very early on. And so now this is how we are, I guess, sharing our grief online is through social media.
And it is interesting, Nicole, not only that people would actually post on another page, but I was surprised at so many people posting on their own page, just like RIP or great memories or whatever. There were so many mm-hmm. actually posting themselves on their own page about the passing of Matthew Perry.
I think it was because we want to feel like we're not alone. We're not alone in our grief. And just like we seek out communities online and digital and in social media to be able to connect with people and connect to their interests, it's also a really great place where we can share our grief and share our memories in something that's impacted us in some way. And for this, it was particularly the death of a celebrity, death of Chandler Bing and Friends.
Nicole, when it comes to the death of celebrities, and we do see a lot of them, the volume of response on social media, how does Perry's death compare to the death of, say, other recent celebrities, such as Tina Turner?
Well, I think especially it's a lot of things play into it. It is how they died, whether they died early, whether it was a shock. That can play into people's emotional outpouring on social media. But also it's generational. So Tina Turner was probably more popular in my parents, in the boomers sphere. So they're less prevalent on social media. So if it's a younger celebrity or a younger star, the outpouring of social media is pretty much equal to the amount of people who are on social media and that use social media. So if a very young celebrity died, the outpouring of grief from Zeds and millennials would be very high as well. But Tina Turner is that little bit older, so a lot of her fans and a lot of people who connected with her are just not that prevalent on social media.
Yeah, that's so true. Very interesting. Nicole, did you actually put anything on your Instagram regarding Matthew Perry's death?
I didn't. What I did do is I did connect on social media. I looked at YouTube videos of Chandler Bing's best moments on Friends, and I watched some old interviews like on the Graham Norton show. So I kind of participated on social media, but I didn't post anything on social media. There's a lot of things that I just tend to leave alone on social media, and that outpouring of grief, even though I understand it and I respect it when other people do it, it's not something that I personally do. Yeah. But I did participate in it by watching some of his old clips on YouTube.
Yeah, interesting. Nicole, are you okay to hang on a sec? We'll play a song, come back and talk some more.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I'll put you back on hold. Joining me on the line this morning is Nicole Jamieson, who's the director of the Dark Horse Agency. We're talking about how we deal with celebrity deaths and what we do regarding social media. Back after this. Sunshine, this is Table Talk with Mike on this Friday morning. Nice to be with you today. Now, the world is still mourning the loss of Matthew Perry, who was most well known for his role as Chandler Bing in the US sitcom Friends. He sadly passed away at the age of just 54. There has been an outpouring of grief for the beloved Friends star on social media. And here to talk us through how social media helps us grieve celebrities is Nicole Jamieson, director of the Dark Horse Agency. Good morning, Nicole. Nice to talk to you today.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, look, it's. I think everyone was pretty shocked at the death of Matthew Perry. It's interesting to understand, why do we turn to social media to deal with the death of celebrities, do you think?
Well, I think it's so we can share our grief collectively as a community, especially a lot of people grew up with Friends and Chandler Bing in their lounge rooms. It was one of those first really popular sitcoms for us as ex-generational teens, I think we were back then, early 20s. So it was something that we really connected with as a community through digital media very early on. And so now this is how we are, I guess, sharing our grief online is through social media.
And it is interesting, Nicole, not only that people would actually post on another page, but I was surprised at so many people posting on their own page, just like RIP or great memories or whatever. There were so many actually posting themselves on their own page about the passing of Matthew Perry.
I think it was because we want to feel like we're not alone. We're not alone in our grief. And just like we seek out communities online and digital and in social media to be able to connect with people and connect to their interests, it's also a really great place where we can share our grief and share our memories in something that's impacted us in some way. And for this, it was particularly the death of a celebrity, death of Chandler Bing and Friends.
Nicole, when it comes to the death of celebrities, and we do see a lot of them, the volume of response on social media, how does Perry's death compare to the death of, say, other recent celebrities, such as Tina Turner?
Well, I think especially it's a lot of things play into it. It is how they died, whether they died early, whether it was a shock. That can play into people's emotional outpouring on social media. But also it's generational. So Tina Turner was probably more popular in my parents, in the boomers' sphere. So they're less prevalent on social media. So if it's a younger celebrity or a younger star, the outpouring of social media is pretty much equal to the amount of people who are on social media and that use social media. So if a very young celebrity died, the outpouring of grief from Zeds and millennials would be very high as well. But Tina Turner is that little bit older, so a lot of her fans and a lot of people who connected with her are just not that prevalent on social media.
Yeah, that's so true. Very interesting. Nicole, did you actually put anything on your Instagram regarding Matthew Perry's death?
I didn't. What I did do is I did connect on social media. I looked at YouTube videos of Chandler Bing's best moments on Friends, and I watched some old interviews, like on the Graham Norton show. So I kind of participated on social media, but I didn't post anything on social media. There's a lot of things that I just tend to leave alone on social media, and that outpouring of grief, even though I understand it and I respect it when other people do it, it's not something that I personally do. Yeah. But I did participate in it by watching some of his old clips on YouTube.
Yeah, interesting. Nicole, are you okay to hang on a sec? We'll play a song, come back and talk some more.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I'll put you back on hold. Joining me on the line this morning is Nicole Jamieson, who's the director of the Dark Horse Agency. We're talking about how to social media, how we deal with celebrity deaths and what we do regarding social media. Back after this.
You've been listening to Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah. Remember, you can hear me live every single day, Monday to Friday from 10 to 12. See you then.